in the lunchtime edition. Two people homeless after fire destroys a home at Clevedale, Black Rock. One of the fire victims claims it could be a case of arson. Prime Minister Motley makes clear government's intention to proceed with its delayed vending zone program, stressing highway vending, a safety risk that needs to be dealt with. Government's road repair program to be extended. And Wesley Hall Junior School teachers said to be on the job, but there are no classes for yet another day. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
Two Black Rock residents this morning lost their home to fire. Fire officers responded to the blaze at 3rd Avenue Clevedale at about 6 a.m. Angela Grimes shared the home with her brother, who she says suffers from a mental illness. She says she smelled smoke and began looking for the source.
I smelled because I pick up smoke quickly, me and my sinus. And I came out the bedroom. When I first get out, I call him. I said, Charles, you see, I say, all right. You see, I say, all right. Charles, that's my brother. I didn't hear him no more. Everything was quiet. I didn't even hear when he went through the door. I smell the smoke when I get up. And I went to the third bedroom. I see the smoke. And then when I look further in, I see the bed burning. So I didn't even have no time to burn my set, to burn nothing. This was different. I don't know what he put in the fire or I don't know what he did. He went to burn it already by turning on the gas and leaving it. We had to rush out the house. They had three fire service. My sister even told me, but I didn't know that there were any next gap. And two come down here and there had been a turn off. A few years she was going into the mental.
For victim Angela Grimes, Fire Service Divisional Officer Tramel Perch says they received the call about 6:28 a.m.
We responded with water tenders from Bridgetown Port Fire Station as well as Bridgetown Fire Station. And then my command, Divisional Officer Perch, along with Station Officer Bean and 8 fire officers, we extinguished the blaze. And after putting it under control, the damage was one wall and timber structure that was destroyed, and one wall structure was slightly damaged. Two occupants were there reported. The male occupant was transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, and that is just for observation.
Member of Parliament for St. Michael West Central Ian Gooden-Edgell says assistance will be provided to the fire victims.
You would appreciate in that environment, houses are very close in proximity to each other because of the density in there. It could have been catastrophic. So we are currently trying to get the assistance for the residents. As you know, the welfare department would normally come to the assistance of the fire victims, including what we will also contribute from the Barbados Labour Party, St. Michael West Central Branch. We're going to ensure that under the unfortunate set of circumstances that we get the need for these residents. So we will obviously continue to work with them.
Tourism Minister and Member of Parliament for St. Michael West Central, Ian Gooden-Edgell. Prime Minister Mayor Amor Motley has emphasized government's intention to proceed with its delayed vending zone program, stressing highway vending is a safety risk that needs to be dealt with. Ms. Motley was speaking during last evening's St. George Speaks town hall meeting in response to a query from a St. George resident about promised vending facilities for that parish. Prime Minister Motley referred to a traffic accident which occurred at Graham Hall, Christchurch, where a man got out of his car to buy coconut water from a vendor and was struck by a passing vehicle and was badly injured. Ms. Motley noted that she had previously warned that such a mishap could occur as a result of vending on the highway.
I said that I feared that somebody would either be badly hurt or would lose their life as a result of people buying on the road. about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, I saw a gentleman whose foot was badly broken and who complained that it happened because he was trying to buy coconut water on the road. The project at Redmond's Village, I think, has started. The designs for the one at Warren's are being done. There was a temporary set of arrangements put in place at Newton, which, as you know, will have to be completed, but we felt it was too urgent to get them off of the highway because people come down at speed. So that these things are serious. I've also mentioned to the police that we need to keep better order.
Smartly stressed that government does not want to stop people from earning a living and noted her administration had decriminalized vending, but she insists order must be maintained.
Because if you don't have order, where you got chaos. And what therefore the government is doing is prioritizing spending to make sure that we can have order. We did it with Barvin, and as you know, those vendors are on the Spring Garden, and in fact, there has to be an upgrade now to those facilities down there. We've done it with those areas that I've just spoken about. Santi reminded me also, Top Rock, and then the other one there by Dighton Griffith School. There are going to be other smaller things done, and we are deeply conscious of the urgency of getting as many of them done over the course of the next year to 18 months. So I apologize for the length of time, but the planning arrangements in some instances have taken longer than we would have anticipated.
Prime Minister Mayor Amor Mortley in the Lunchtime Edition. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Work, Sanchia Bradshaw, has promised those St. George residents there are plans for more road repairs in that parish and elsewhere across the island.
We're coming to the end of the milling and paving program, and hopefully Prime Minister will be gracious and give us a little bit more money so that we can continue that program. So that all those roads that y'all are mentioning in St. George North and South and across the island, that we should be able to knock off a number of those as well. But again,
I think yeah. She meant the Minister of Finance, but the Prime Minister will have a word with the Minister of Finance.
Please do, and I'm sure she will be amenable. We're having to use different methodologies now to help to maintain the roads. Recently, we've been looking at different things, roller compacted concrete. There are a few roads that have been done in the RCC because we can't allow it to deteriorate in the way that it has deteriorated over the previous years.
Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Work, Sanchia Bradshaw. Frustration growing among parents and guardians of students at the Wesley Hall Junior School as teachers were reportedly on the compound today but did not conduct classes. Some teachers were off the job up to yesterday in protest at some of the conditions at the school. Starcom Network News understands that while some of them reported for work, they sat with students in the schoolyard before being summoned to a meeting with principals and officials from the Ministry of Education. A grandparent of a student at the school says her granddaughter returned home today. She wants better communication about what is happening at that school.
I'm back home to find my granddaughter home. When asked why she's home, the children are under the tamarind tree at Leslie Hall. The mother got a call. If she called the father had to go and bring her home from school. The Ministry of Education need to say what is happening at Leslie Hall. This cannot obtain. All the principal need to give a statement. There is no PTA, there's no Parents Teachers Association, so there's no communication between principal and parents per se. So we need to know what's going on.
She says there have been environmental challenges at the school for quite some while.
To the best of my knowledge, these are issues that were created yesterday. These are ongoing issues. You can't have children in an environment or teachers in an environment where there's mold, where there's dust when you walk upstairs, the dust falling down. You can't have children in an environment where there's no fencing. There's a thousand and one things where rodents crawling through the place where they have to serve school meals. This is frustrating. Somebody needs to say something.
The meeting with the Wesley Hall Junior teachers and education officials was ongoing up to news time. An estimated 400 Kenyan troops and police officers have left for deployment in Haiti. Kenya, spearheading a United Nations Security Council sanctioned multinational support mission to Haiti, which has been racked with political, socioeconomic problems highlighted by criminal violence since the assassination of President Jovenel Moise 3 years ago. Meantime, police in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, have shot dead at least 5 people during huge protests against planned tax increases. That's according to the Kenyan Medical Association. Part of the Kenyan parliament is on fire after protesters opposed to new tax laws breached the complex where the building sits. Gunshots have been heard in the capital, Nairobi, and reporters have seen bodies on the street and witnessed police throwing tear gas at protesters. Our top stories. 2 people homeless after fire destroys a home at Clevedale Black Rock. One of the fire victims claims it could be a case of arson. MP for the area Ian Gooden-Edgell promises welfare department assistance for the fire victims. Prime Minister Motley makes clear government's intention to proceed with its delayed vending zone program, stressing highway vending is a safety risk that needs to be dealt with. Government's road repair program to be extended, says the Deputy Prime Minister Sanjay Bradshaw. Wesley Hall junior school teacher is said to be on the job, but there are no classes for yet another day as an apparent protest continues over conditions at that facility. A meeting said to be ongoing about now between the teachers and Ministry of Education officials. And 400 Kenyan security personnel leave for deployment in Haiti. Meantime, part of the Kenyan parliament set on fire and 5 people are shot dead during huge protests against planned tax increases in that country. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, M. Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean. Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network News. At your fingertips, listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.